This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and do you think that I, a person who broke into my high school just to rehearse for the musical, have any right to tell you my thoughts on Hamilton?
Oh, man. Well, that story's going to be fun. I'm Brandi Posey, and second wave ska is better than second wave corona. So, you know, I finally feel vindicated. Fuck y'all.
I'm Tess Barker, and it was the bread of times. It was the worst of times.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady. Ladies and
lady. What kind of bread? Whoa. What kind of bread are we talking? What
was sourdough, it? Baby?
I was wondering sourdough. what you visualized in the creation of that tweet.
Definitely sourdough.
She was definitely making bread, okay. And thought, yes, it was the bread of times. It was. I feel she had her fingers in some dough at that moment.
You've correctly deconstructed this tweet. And
perfect, great.
Normally, if I don't, like, I'll leave, because as you guys know, I don't draft. So mm-hmm. I'll leave a tweet up for like 10 minutes, and if it gets no likes, I'll delete it. Mm-hmm. This one just sat there like a stinky fart and got nothing, and I left it up because.
Yeah, it's your truth.
You gotta do it.
Yeah.
It's your truth, and you know what? You gotta keep it out there, and I appreciate that, and so does the listener.
I'm coming to you guys from the closet today, because there are guys doing work on the roof, so hopefully we'll see if there's any mysterious noises. That's most likely what it is.
You got,
just so you know,
Barbara has man on her roof. Nice.
I've got man on my roof.
Man.
So I'm just sitting in a camping chair in the closet with the TV tray, feeling very college boy aesthetic.
It does feel like, even on top of the normal just insanity of this quarantine, like things are happening that make us all feel even more insane.
Like, yeah,
constantly.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted to, like, you know, just have us on, because I feel like we're you know, Brandy was talking about the second wave, but it's like we all know it's still the first wave of ska, baby. Never went away.
First wave of ska, questionable.
What was the first wave of ska, by the way? Is that 80s?
No, it's before that. It's like the Scatolites and stuff. It's like from it evolved from like reggaeton in Jamaica and stuff like that. It's just very super repetitive, and it's like fun background music, but you can't just like listen to it because it makes you feel crazy. At least for me. But yeah, second wave is when it moved over to the UK, and then rock got influenced by the reggae beat, and that's where second wave comes from. And then third wave started in the United States in the 90s.
Whoa, we're in a third? There's a third wave of ska?
Technically.
I didn't even know this.
Oh, yeah, third wave is your Boston, your Less Than Jake, your Aerobic Fish, so it's all third wave
what?
Ska.
What? I didn't think that's the second.
No.
I thought that was second wave as
no,
well.
No, 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 second wave is like the...
What wave are we in?
I mean,
what wave?
Technically, we're in fourth wave ska. Fourth wave has started. Fourth wave is actually...
There's a new wave?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a baseball game? Because there's too many waves.
Fourth wave is actually really cool, because fourth grade,
there's a swell.
Yeah,
a swell.
Fourth wave, especially here in Southern California, is ska influenced by mariachi music. So it's like this cool like Latin influence that is like yeah, like a lot of East LA ska bands are really cool. There's like the South Central Skankers of Viernes 13. There's like, and they're just all like Spanish speaking bands and shit, but they have like mariachi horn sections.
Oh, I meant like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Anyway, this is a Brandy's Minute of Ska.
I like that. Thank you.
We used to do a minute of musical talk on the live talk show. Remember that? We would do a countdown and Tess and I would have a minute.
Where we could talk about Smash or any other musical.
Yeah, exactly.
I have to say, I'm running out of music, so I need new music. Like, I have the taste in I actually, like, one of my favorite playlists on Apple Music, I think it's just called, like, Music for Dads. Like, I just listen to dad music.
There's a lot of Eagles.
Yeah, I listen to, like, Steely Dan. I'm like, I need something fresh.
I went camping last week, and the people next to us were straight up listening to easy listening jazz, hold music.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Blasting hold music from their camper. I was like, who is willfully listening to this? Like, they made a choice. And you know this guy knows exactly who this is and what this, like, sax solo is.
That's a trauma response.
Yeah. Especially, like, when you're in nature. Like, how much do you hate your own thoughts?
It was seriously wild. They looked like an older couple, like, maybe, like, you know, camping around the U.S. or something like that. But I can't. I didn't see her outside that much. I think she was avoiding the easy listening. I think she'd had enough.
They just
the easy
did not want to talk to each other anymore. They're like, we're both 80. We're stuck together. We've said everything.
I guess
don't want to say
that's
it again.
What makes sense. It's hold music. Like when you don't, it's just to fill the space.
It's just to fill the silence again, because you just can't even listen to the sound of your own breath.
Man, you know what's crazy is when you're on a hike and you see somebody with like a mini speaker, just like blasting music. And you're like, but we're in a beautiful place. We're in a beautiful place. Why is Kanye happening right now?
Yeah, like,
I have seen this, actually.
Oh, yeah. I have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's people. But I have to say, like, a certain part of me sort of, it's a dick move, but I respect the confidence they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That's usually how
I feel like
things.
That about so many things.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, this isn't in me and I dislike it. But if you could apply this power to something else.
Yeah.
I will say, I have to tell you guys this because I think Tess will appreciate this story. We went camping at Lake Kachuma, where we've been camping before as
bless
a group.
Bless you.
Thank you. Gazoon tight. Yeah. And previously, in an old relationship, when I went there, we went kayaking, and Tess and Sean basically made fun of me because me and my ex-boyfriend, we each chose separate kayaks. Immediately.
Because every other couple on the trip, it was like a given, like, oh, we'll share a kayak. And then Babs and her ex were just like, separate kayaks.
Because I know myself, okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, this time I tried to go for separate ones. They didn't have them. So we went together, and it didn't go very well. So,
boy.
I was correct in the separate kayak.
Barbara's a lone kayak.
I'm a lone kayaker. I know that about myself. I like it because you can still be next to each other and talk, but you do your own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We were kind of like, it was one of those trips that wasn't exactly, it was mostly stressful. You know what I mean? One of those ones where you're like hoping the levee will break at any moment, but it's just kind of like, ugh, this is, you just kind of grin and bear it, you know?
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of like in that shitty place, and like he was pissed because the wind was blowing, and I was like, that's the point, we're gonna have to kayak back, that's the whole point of this, is that we row back. But he was like mad because we were getting so far away, and I was like, it's been 10 minutes anyway, we just got in a fight in the canoe, actually, whatever. And then just, it was like a funny, like, half hour of just us both, like, trying to get back against, silently, like, trying to get back to the middle and, like, not feeling like we were making any progress.
That's when you want a speaker with hold music on it. That's what would have been perfect in that.
You could have used that couple at that point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We could have used them right then. So I'm going to continue saying, vouching for my single
kayak.
You know,
I think it's great to know that about yourself. And, like, we all have our single kayak moments.
Exactly.
Like, yeah,
I don't like when Sean washes any of my clothes with his. Like, that's a separate situation. Don't put my shit in with yours.
Separate kayak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Barb, did we kayak? Because we kayaked in Big Bear like a few years ago. Do we had separate ones or together? could have sworn we had one together. Maybe I'm wrong, though.
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure it was separate.
Yeah, it might have been. Barbara's face when I said that we might have been in a kayak together, she got really horrified.
Like, no, I'm just like trying. I just am sad that my brain like won't remember this. Because I think I remember pictures of us on kayaks, so I think that they were we were in separate ones. Yeah. But I fucking don't know. Who knows? Yeah, it was. Well, like, so it's, you know, usually when I go camping or something, I come back feeling like a little refreshed or whatever. I was trying to get it, obviously. Everything's very stressful and like it's hard to get away from the internet and all that. But I didn't really feel that this time, probably because we were like gone for 2 days. But it just feels like we're facing this, like, I keep calling it quarantine 2.0, which it hasn't, it never ended. But like, it feels like before we had maybe an end in sight, and now it's just like, nope, it's just a big question mark.
Yeah.
And I feel so like I usually can have a silver lining, but this is like really tough. This is just,
yeah. Yeah,
I think what's ended is the idea of an ending.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. we're just second acting with no third act in sight, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a fucking Judd Apatow second act. We're going to San Francisco for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Random love story, fucking call Paul Thomas Anderson, make Magnolia all over again. Like,
so it's just like a weird, it's just a very weird place to be in, and just kind of this like...
I know.
Nebulous space.
Yeah, I've been keeping on my calendar on my fridge. I've been marking off every day, like numbering them, and I keep being like, should I start the count over? Which was more depressing, to keep the count going or to start the count over?
Know.
How many days are we at, just out of curiosity?
Well, I did change it for July because I was out of town, but it would be 115. Today's 115.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a third of the year.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of accepted that at least like stand-up was done for the rest of this year a while ago, but it is really starting to fuck with me not being able to perform, not being able to be social. And then I'm like, my neighbor, I was listening to him talk on the phone. He's like, yeah, we went out to a restaurant Friday night. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are there really people just doing this?
Oh,
and I'm just sitting in here. I know there is, but it's like, I'm so disturbed just being like faced with it.
Yeah, so there's like a lot to grapple with, right? Because it's like, obviously the whole, I mean, I was talking to my friend who's a yoga teacher about this, and I'm like, I think to a certain extent, this is like forcing us all to figure out how to be present. Because it's like, if there was ever a time when it was like futile to talk about the future or the past, neither of those things are going to serve you right now. But it's also like, in such a major way, grappling with your own feelings about other people's actions. And like how much you're gonna let that anger you, because it's like their actions do directly impact not only your life but everyone else's life. Like we're going to be stuck inside longer because these people won't stop going to restaurants. How do you not be angry about that even though you have no control over it?
The lack of control thing makes
that's really interesting.
To be like, okay, all right. And then I'm like, oh, no, their tiny fascist lives in my heart because I just want to lock everybody in a fucking room. And I'm like, no. And this is why I never ran for office, because at the end of the day, my heart contains.
I thought we decided last time.
We decided you were supposed to.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I have a
you had our vote.
I have a benevolent fascist that lives in my heart. I can't be president, guys. It's a good one. It's got good intentions. But you can't give me power.
Well, I mean, that's the problem is so many people just prove themselves like... Yeah, not to be worthy of, I guess, freedom in, like, a way of going to their favorite restaurant? I don't know.
It's infuriating. It's so funny. I was up in Tahoe this last week, and, like, the where the state line is between California and Nevada was, like, a marked difference in, like, who was wearing masks and who was not. As you were driving around the lake, it was just, like... All right, about like 50% of people are wearing masks in California, and then it was like zero, absolutely zero people on like the other side, just hanging out at the beach doing their thing. And I was like, nope, not stopping there. Okay, keep going. I mean, luckily we were finding like plenty of empty trails and stuff to go on, but it was like, just dodging people. It feels like this like a zombie apocalypse because you're just like dodging. Don't get near me. Get away from me. Like you know, if you see a bunch of people, you want to like run away from them and stuff. It's like
weird because it's like this weird distrust, I guess, of other people and like this active like thing where you feel like you need to physically distance yourself from them. But then, yeah, also the same. I in the last couple of weeks, especially the 4th of July, it's one of my favorite holidays. I love summer. Like I always have a fun 4th of July. Mm-hmm. So that was like a hard one because that really like drove home. I was like, oh, fuck. I always see a lot of people on the 4th of July. Like I really, really miss parties and like seeing my friends like that. I'm like homesick for it. Like I miss like walking into a party and just seeing like a bunch of people that you can't wait to talk to and like hugging all your friends and like staying up late and dancing and like I just
it's definitely like taking its toll because I think for the first, you know, little bit, it was kind of like, oh, let's, like, do some home improvement. And you know what I mean? You can kind of distract yourself with enough. And then it's now you're kind of like, all right, what the fuck does this look like? Especially, like, if unemployment's going to run out, like, what the, you know, like, how bad is this about to get?
Yeah.
And it's just very terrifying to face.
Yeah, exactly. I know the unemployment thing is fucking crazy. I'm curious. I've been trying to figure out like what is more like data, like which is better for Trump's administration if they extend unemployment for us, so like people don't rise up as much, or they don't because he's a fucking idiot that doesn't want to give people money if he can avoid it at all costs. But it's like, to me, it's like to stave off like a full revolution. You just want to extend the unemployment, but I don't think he thinks that far ahead.
Knock on wood, who knows, you know, but I think it is just the kind of simplistic solution that he might be all over. So I hope they extend it. I mean, shit's really going to hit the fan if they don't.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, Fest in Gainesville just canceled yesterday. I just got the email about that, which I've been kind of like waiting to. So sorry, Florida, not coming anywhere near you anytime soon.
Yeah, it's all like, I mean, I don't know. It's all just kind of like, I was listening to this podcast on the way back called Seeing White, and it's a really good series if you guys haven't listened to it. I need to finish it, but it's just about like, you know, race and kind of like the beginnings of when people started actually dividing people into like groups, you know? And just hearing it made me so fucking angry because it's like, I know, I've always known that we're kind of like at the mercy of the people in power with money and they kind of divide us, you know, as they see fit. But just hearing so clearly the origins of it and how we've been pitted against each other for so long just made me feel so fucking insane and like, oh my God, I'm just in this hamster wheel that they've like picked and that they're, you know what I mean, deciding. And so that on top of everything, just more than ever before, just makes me be like, what the fuck is going on? And like, how the fuck do we get out of this insane cycle? I don't even know. Everyone's been fighting it for so long. I mean, this is like, you know, hundreds of years. So it's just kind of all adding to this like feeling of just like despondent, like staring into the void type thing.
It's sort of like walking into a house that a hoarder has been living in for 10 years with like a 5-milliliter bottle of Windex. It's like,
it's like, all right.
Yeah, and you're like, I can maybe clean up this little corner, but that's all I have control of. Like,
I think I'll just take a nap.
Look, I don't have the right gloves for all these dead cats. Like, I can't handle this shit.
We need the right gloves for America's dead cats, and it's America's, there's a lot of them.
A lot of dead cats.
But yeah, I mean, it's the other thing that's scary is like it's the whole world.
Yeah.
You know, like Europe is having such a fucking situation right now. Like, it's no good in the UK. That's sort of a very claustrophobic feeling in the way that like I get very anxious thinking about global warming and how inescapable that is. Because I think that's like my response to fear is just flight. Like, I'm like, all right, fuck it, peace. Like, I'm out, you know? So I've always thought like, oh, if shit just goes down, I'll head for the hills or whatever. But it's like, no, the hills have global warming too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The hills have eyes and they're on fire. Yeah. it's a really strange kind of, just a really strange state of being.
Yeah. I guess. Well, and it's also like given me definitely like an extra layer of empathy for people trying to like emigrate here too, because like I think we've always taken for granted the fact that like, oh yeah, we can travel wherever we want. We're American, whatever. We can go wherever we want. But like to be able to like we can't do that now. Like, all the borders are shut. They don't want them. Nobody wants Americans more than they have not wanted Americans in a long time.
And that says a lot. That really says a lot.
It really does. It does say a lot.
Yeah, you're right. Definitely. It is. Mm-hmm. It's like... Touche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Fair.
Yeah. Fair.
We are in timeout. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Rightfully
I definitely like, I'm very grateful that we live in a state that has such pretty like outdoors. I've been doing like a shitload of hiking and stuff that. I think that's been like the best thing is just being outside. And
yeah,
it's like that part of, I am actually very happy being kind of on my own and just going outside. And all I ever kind of want is time to write and stuff. So like that's been good. But it's that irreplaceable element of just like human connection. Like I really am starting to like, it's starting to take a toll on me too.
Yeah. Well, and also not being able to, like, it's not our choice, you know, like it's one thing to be able to choose to be like, you know what, I'm just going to like be here and like work on my stuff or whatever. But like being like, no, it's, I don't have a choice in what I'm doing. Really, you know, is infuriating. Yeah, man, everything sucks.
How was Lake Tahoe, Brandy?
It was really awesome. It was fucking gorgeous. And just like, I swam in a bunch of different lakes. I wanted a bunch of different hikes. Ate a bunch of really good food. It was just like a very, very fucking chill, needed week out of town for a minute, which was
sounds
nice.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are so lucky here to, like, be close to things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'll, like, drive down the PCH, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, in every car commercial because everyone wants to drive here.
Yeah, definitely. And just, like, I mean, growing up on the East Coast and stuff, it's, like, we have mountains over there, but they're nothing compared to, like, out here, and it's just, I never get tired of like walking through a screensaver. Like that's what it feels like a lot of the time. Where I'm like, I'm in the computer.
That is so weird when you look into the distance and it just looks like a backdrop on a movie set or something.
Yeah, your eyes can't process like how far you can see, which is cool. Yeah, it's
yeah, awesome. I mean, we're very, very fortunate to be here too. Cause also if like winter's about to hit and just like, I feel very fortunate to be here.
Yeah.
I'm
thankful that, like, I'm very thankful that, like, most of my family, or family that I talk to, at least, is, like, taking it seriously, which is, like, really nice, too. Like, that's something I've been trying to, like, find, like, where all my gratitude lies right now with a lot of stuff, and I'm like, okay, this isn't a thing that I need to, like, argue with my dad about. Like, he's taking it seriously. Right. You know, my aunt, my brother, my sister-in-law, all of them are like, nope, we're gonna do our thing and be smart about it. So I'm, like, fucking very fucking thankful about that.
That's good. Yeah. My dad, I mean, this is just how I got my personality, but we're very like, we're people that go into risk, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my dad was doing really well, like the whole beginning of it. But then the second they opened Nevada, like literally minute they opened Nevada, he sent me a selfie from a casino and he is not looking back. He's just, he is out and about on the town. And I'm like, you know what? But this is, I've known him my whole life. This is, you know, it's like, I could fight it, but it's like, this isn't the first time he's pulled shit like this. So what am I going to do?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if I would feel right if there wasn't a Barker just doing their thing out there right now.
Exactly.
That's what makes me feel like maybe it's going to be okay.
Man, those casino opening commercials were killing me the other day. Like on Hulu.
They're so weird.
The Wynn one. Have you guys seen that one? That's just like Wynn's like, we closed down 3 months ago so we could help our community. And then it's like, people in masks giving out box lunches in a cul-de-sac with like a woman like singing on a microphone in the middle of a fucking court. And I was like, what? And then it's like, and now we're back. And I'm like, oh my God. For 3 months, you managed to pretend to care about the community. That's adorable.
That is so funny.
So come back.
They're always the first people I go to when I'm in need.
Exactly. Mama and Papa Casino. Yeah.
You know, casinos are basically nonprofits, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have all those commercials where they say the word clean like 10,000 times and then they show someone like playing blackjack with a mask on. It's just so fucking bizarre.
I mean, even without a pandemic, you acknowledge tacitly when you were in a Las Vegas casino that you were posing a severe risk to your health. Everyone
knows
that.
You're basically licking the floor.
Yeah.
If you're in a casino, your whole body is licking the floor.
Everyone knows this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, I've gotten kicked out of not one, not two, three different casinos for being barefoot.
That's the line they draw.
I frankly didn't think that was a rule.
I'm here to tell you it is most certainly a rule. And wow. I think they start doing a sweep around 3 a.m. because that's usually when it happens. And I know I'm not the only bitch who gets kicked out, but that's when you got to ditch your heels.
Yeah, you're not wearing heels at 3 in the morning in Vegas. No, you're lucky your pants are on.
As someone who's been with Tess when she wasn't allowed into a Vegas restaurant for not having a shirt on, I concur. This is true.
I forgot about that.
She had a bathing suit top on.
Thank you. But they did say the words, ma'am, you have to be wearing a shirt to eat here. And
but like, what constitutes a shirt? Is a shirt just like, it's covering my titties? They're technically then a bikini
it's Vegas,
top.
Yes.
A bikini
it should
top
be
is
pasties,
a shirt.
Pasties only.
Yeah, exactly. It would be funny, you know, like restaurants, like fancy restaurants have like suit coats that guys can borrow if like they need one. It should be funny if they just had like, here's some pasties for coming in. To eat these tacos, you must wear these
I
pasties.
I hope disposable and not.
Yeah, well, especially
reusable.
Now.
The owner pasties.
Yeah, after COVID, pasties sales are going to go through the fucking roof. We got to chuck them every single time.
I got to go. I got to make a purchase. We'll be back in a second.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And it, by the way, it is just us this week. We don't have a guest who's just been sitting here.
No. Silently in the corner.
The guest is our anxiety.
Yeah, it's great.
Welcome.
What is your anxiety?
Up the room.
What does your anxiety look like? If you were like, if it was like a person or a visual, what would it be?
Oh, that's a great question.
You know what I imaginatively? That's a word I just invented. immediately imagined the JFL logo, the monster, the little green.
I mean,
that's mine.
It's definitely that actually tracks. That like
it's appropriate.
It's a little green like monster that's like ha ha. Also, like it looms. It like has some control over your dream and your career.
Yeah, but also kind of just like a mirage.
Yeah.
My anxiety, I think, my first thought was that it looks like Doc Brown in Back to the Future. Mm. When he's like pacing in front of the kid and his hair is all frizzy, he's like, damn, where is that kid? Damn.
Mine's the Grudge Girl. Like, just like, like her big hair on her face.
Hey, I think we've got a buddy cop movie.
Send him on the road.
With these three.
Those are our guests today.
They're like, where are we going? We don't need masks. Is that... All right. Where are we going? I can't even say words. So we're going to do,
Since we don't have jobs.
Since we don't have jobs, since everything maybe comes back, everyone's going to be clamoring for, you know, the five jobs to share between them. Ha ha ha. Maybe we can go do some job interview questions and practice. Mm-hmm. Man, I haven't done anything like these for a while.
Long time. Are you guys good at this? Are you good at these kind of interviews?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Terrible. I mean, this is why I went into comedy, so I'd never have to do a regular job interview.
Yeah,
again.
This is the verbal version of having to write a resume.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also kind of like singing happy birthday. Like, I don't think anyone is good at it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, we know. Tell me about yourself. I think if you've listened to this podcast at all,
tell me about yourself.
Let's do just one sentence, though. Tell us about yourself in one sentence.
Hey.
Barbara, like, turned from camera and then turned back to camera. That was, you marked yourself. That was great. Professional.
I think that was just, that long of a pause counted as one sentence, though. That was kind of a period. I'm, you know, energetic, and I love to hang out with people.
Very good. Hired. Very good.
Oh, my grudge girl is here. I don't know. I'm a hard worker, originally from the East Coast, and I'm looking forward to learning more about your company. Whatever.
God. That's good.
Yeah.
Gotta
put it back on them.
I am an outgoing and fun-loving but hardworking.
Yes, got to. Fun-loving
asset.
Yes.
If you say outgoing and fun-loving, no.
I fuck, I already didn't get the job, see? I thought maybe if I put asset at the end, it would...
Yeah. I mean, you had me writing stuff down. I was definitely taking notes, for sure.
I feel like my biggest thing, and this is in any, like, you know, I've been in a few interviews to get like a writing job. I'm so bad at these fucking things. Yeah. It's like the worst. They put you on the spot. You don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. And my worst thing ever is when they're like, do you have any questions for us?
Oh,
I'm like, total blank stare.
My friend gave me great answers to that. I'm going to share it with everyone. The questions are, the first question is, because they usually ask you that at the end of the interview.
Yeah.
The first question is, okay, say I get the job and it's a year from now and I'm crushing it. What does that look like to you guys? Because then they're picturing you crushing it at the job. And then the second thing you say is, okay, now that we are done talking, like, are there any reservations you guys have that we could kind of address? Because then in the room, they can bring up any issues and you can like,
whoa, that's a really good, I really like that one, because you, even if you don't, you'll hopefully learn something about it. Cause that's always the worst after when you're sitting there wondering if you got a job and then you don't get it and you just go over a million times in your head. Like, obviously they might not tell you exactly, but it gives you a chance to like hear it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Those are both really good.
Right.
Yeah. That's great. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. But really I'm wondering, what are your strengths?
My quads.
Yeah. My heart and resolve.
I'm a people person and I'm a people pleaser.
Sometimes my strengths can also be weaknesses because I'm just like too good at them. You know what I mean? And it makes it alienating. Oh, yeah.
I'm too detail oriented.
Yeah. I'm like too organized. I'll know your birthday forever.
Also what is your biggest weakness? That's always the worst one because you have to be self-deprecating sort of.
Yeah.
But also, like, my biggest weakness is that I'm just too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah, it's always bullshit. Ugh, man.
Okay, let's be honest, though. What is your biggest weakness?
not follow through. That's like, the wrong thing to say in a job.
Mine is, like, doing things that I find boring.
Mine is saying no to
menial tasks.
No to stuff I don't want to do. Like drawing that boundary for sure. Gotten a lot better.
Okay,
at it,
well, I think I lost out of all. I lost the job out of all.
Really? Oh, I thought I did because most jobs are boring things.
but you would follow through on the board. You didn't say you wouldn't do it.
That's true. Oh, I have a trick for doing boring stuff too.
Ooh, what's up?
This is like more. I guess you could do it if you're working in an office too. Mm-hmm. What I do when I have to do boring things, I put on like some fast-paced techno music. And then I set a timer for a little bit less time than I think it will take me to do the task. And then I race against the timer to try to get it done.
Whoa. Okay, so what kind of task are you thinking?
Like, I mean, I've done it when I was doing like boring copywriting stuff or just anything that I'm like not in the mood to do. Or like taxes, anything that's like...
That's a good... I have to do my taxes, so maybe I'll try this method. I like the added techno element.
Yeah.
Techno's optional, but I do recommend it.
Yeah, that's a good getting shit done music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
I'm going to listen to the music from F-Zero. Did you guys ever play that game?
Oh my God, I used to love that game.
I did too.
What's F-Zero?
It's a very good techno. It's like a racing game on Super Nintendo. That's exactly what I'm picturing, though, when I think of what music to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly. That's Tetris, but you get it.
Same difference.
Perfect. I love that. Why do you want this job? It's my least favorite question.
Because I need money.
I need money and I want health insurance. And that's why I'm here. And this is you are the place that I'm willing to give my time to in exchange for these things that don't exist, but I have to have for some reason.
I want this job because I've been told that I'm not worthy of anything unless I have enough money to buy things that made me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
I want this job because... a millennia ago, some caveman couldn't fuck, so he got a bunch of, like, shiny shit together, and he was like, oh, if I give this shiny shit to the lady caveman, maybe then she'll want to blow my shitty caveman dick or whatever, and yada, 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 now I'm here and I want this fucking job. So
I want the shiny thing. I want the can't fuck.
Yeah.
Someone made up a shiny thing that's worth something a long time ago, and now I must, in order to eat, I must earn it.
Yeah, I guess I need the shiny thing so I can fucking buy food that I actually need that is grown for free. That's fine.
I like you said lady caveman.
Oh yeah. Oh, lady caveman. Man, I feel like a cave woman. Yeah, that's why I'm here. I hate that because I really want to make a difference at this marketing firm. I just really believe in.
I really love the work you guys do making Twitters for.
This almost makes me want to interview somebody just because, like, it's like,
yeah.
I feel like I would just be like, I don't. By the way, you don't have to, you can just do anything you want here.
I mean, what power to be able to have to ask these questions and watch somebody squirm and bullshit at you. Like, that's, what a weird day. Ugh. I want this job because I want to put the soul in Kia Soul. Like, that's why I want to work here. Because I just
have you guys had like shitty jobs that like it was a really crazy hiring process and like you went through the whole rigmarole and then didn't get the job?
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones where they do like a group interview at first and then they like whittle you down or whatever.
Waste your goddamn time. Because it's that person's job. If you're a hiring person, that's your job is just to deal with that shit all day long. So of course you fill out your schedule with it. It sucks.
And you're like, I paid to apply to this job and I didn't even get it.
Yeah.
Like, I will never forget the Christmas. It was around Christmas, and I was parked in my car, like, kind of sad and poor, literally underneath the Hollywood sign. And I got a call from the bookstore where I had applied that paid $8 an hour, letting me know that I did not get that job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that did you have to go in with multiple people?
Oh, yeah. You had to talk about, like, your literary taste. And I fucking crushed it. I'm a reader, okay? Yeah. Like, I was like, what didn't you like? I have very eclectic tastes. I'm nice.
I hope that's what you said.
What didn't you like? What book did I need to read to get me hired at fucking Barnes & Noble? Go fuck yourself.
Seriously.
I mean, I'll say this. We're scrappy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We can, like... I have culled through the Craigslist ads. I have applied. I have gone.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, I'm good at reading a fake spam Craigslist job ad at this point.
Yeah.
So if it gets down to it, I'm ready to jump back in and answer the question, what's your ideal company?
When that I would good say, snacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good snacks. I'd like a hoverboard if possible.
Okay. Yeah. Foosball?
Team. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Foosball, I feel like, is like one of those things that just sits there and never actually gets played. Mm. You know?
I'd like to come in at 10, leave at 5, hour for lunch. No razor scooters in the office. Just give me health insurance.
What about hoverboards? Are you on board with hoverboards?
I like a hoverboard. I'm okay with a hoverboard. That's fine. Just like the... Don't make the office fun when you could just kind of, I mean, I would rather have, like, that money invested in, like, people in a meaningful way than, like, have, like, all the traffic. It's like, I don't need a fucking ping pong table in the office if you, like, want me to work longer. You know what I mean? I'd rather, like, work 4 days a week and then that 4 days, it's just whatever.
I know. I wonder, like, what is this going to do to actual work weeks? Because it's, like, it's proved that, a lot of people can do the work from home, you know?
Yeah.
So... I wonder what this is gonna like, if this is actually going to change and let people work remotely more often.
I hope so, and I hope it cuts down on just that whole culture of just making people sit there and twiddle their thumbs because they're
it's so fucking
to
stupid.
Still be there. Yeah. It's like we all only get to live one time on this earth. Like,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I truly, though, cannot emphasize the importance of snacks enough. Like, I will work pretty much anywhere that has good snacks. Like, and this is an area that I don't think you're wise to skimp on. Like, don't get the store brand sparkling water. Get the La Croix.
Yeah,
get the good gummy bears, and people will hang out.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what snacks? This is my interview question. What snacks would make you go with our company versus another?
Great question. Haribo gummy bears, for sure. Okay. Some kind of, like, good trail mix. Maybe the kind that has M&Ms in it.
The best trail mix, by the way.
Trail mix.
Sidebar, best trail mix, right?
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then maybe if I'm, like, gonna... If, you know, some kind of, like, individual hummuses. and pretzels.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, I think this is not, most places don't have snacks, right?
Yeah.
Is that like just a startup type thing, or is this do all companies have?
I feel very lucky because I've worked at some places that have good snacks.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah, I feel like it's not common to have snacks, but
it
I don't
be.
Know if that's like an LA office thing, you know what I mean? Or kind of like a...
Yeah. If you have snacks at your office, write cool into us and let us know what your snacks...
Let us know. Yeah. Is there a snack situation or what? Did you hoard snacks before everyone went home to work? Did you? I mean, that's definitely... Definitely what I would be doing.
Yes. Yeah. I used to have one of my jobs, I had like a snack hoarding drawer. Mm-hmm. I had no like paperwork in my desk. It was just like different drawers of chips and
just
stuff.
A briefcase full of cheeses.
Yeah. I used to have a Clif Bar and a coffee every morning at my old marketing job. Yeah, that was it. And then on Fridays, they had a happy hour at 4 o'clock where you could go in the break room and everybody got one beer and one bag of chips. But you you had to stay back there and talk to everybody.
It's like, that just sounds tiring.
Yeah, I'd be like...
One beer, I want a nap.
Could I just leave instead of being here?
Were you allowed to leave?
Nope. You could sit at your desk and keep working, or you could go back there for an hour and hang out with everybody. So I'd go back there and I'd just, like, drink a sparkling water of some kind. And be like, oh, you don't want a beer? I'd be like,
I don't want a beer. I mean, just, like, as hard as this has been, quarantining, I do feel for people in, like, you know, office jobs where just think about, like, the fucking small talk it's cut down on. Like, running into people in the elevator you don't want to see. Just, like, having to, like, bullshit with everybody.
Yeah.
You get to just, like, log off of a meeting and, like, jerk off, you know? Yeah. That is, I think... overall good for mental health.
Yeah, I think there's more jerking off happening now during the work day than before, for sure.
I mean, not for me, but yes.
No, welcome everyone else. Welcome.
Okay, where would you like to be in your career 5 years from now? This is just going to make me depressed.
Yeah.
Cool, I'll be 41.
I would like to be in a fancy house in Malibu.
Okay. In your career.
Doing my career.
I think I've told myself multiple times, like, if something doesn't happen by this age, I'm leaving. So
right.
I think I'll tell myself that if by 40 I haven't, like, gotten a writing job, that I will, like, you know, I'm out of this bitch. But who knows if that'll get extended another 5 years, so...
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, on the positive side, yes, I would like to be producing a TV show
Within
of my own.
5 years, stand-up will be back. I would like to have, like, a sick-ass Sprinter van that I could tour with. That's what I want. I want one of those so goddamn badly. Like a really nice one.
Like a little bed and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My uncle has one of those and he's just always bebopping around. It's like solar powered and there's a little fridge and
Yeah, they're awesome. I was just looking at them for like renting the other day and there's just, they have so many cool options.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. That's like a, for sure, a big goal of mine is to like get one, like a nice one of those to like be able to do. Mm-hmm.
That'd be so nice too. And then you can just tour all over the place and not have to worry about like hotels are crashing or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And they're small enough still that like it wouldn't be a huge pain in the ass to like take that into to stay in a hotel here and there as well too,
right,
not
know?
At all.
Like this one, but those fifth wheels and stuff, they get so long and like that's just a lot to deal with, but the little Sprinters,
no, that's perfect.
I don't know why, but I drove by a trucking place recently that was hiring and I was like, I wonder if I could ever be a trucker. And
I mean, I think about that all the time because it's like one of those jobs that you know isn't going anywhere. So
yeah.
But it's a very, very demanding job.
Demanding, and like, if I'm honest, I don't even like driving cars.
Yeah.
I don't think. But I mean, the thing with a truck is you are the big guy on the road. You're not the small.
Exactly.
You know, you're.
Yeah, you definitely are. Yeah, I think I was a trucker in a former life because like driving really chills me out a lot, and like I'm always like, oh yeah, hey guys. And, like, you could hear all the weird shit on the CB radios and everything, and it's fun.
I can see the soothing element. I think there's a lot of time for reflection. I've talked to some truckers like at comedy shows that I've done, like kind of in the middle of nowhere, and they know a lot about comedy
yeah
because they listen to like a lot of satellite radio
oh, yeah that
podcasts.
Makes sense. I mean, hey, maybe they're listening to us right now.
Hello,
shout out.
Trucker.
If you're trucking,
keep trucking.
Keep doing it. Okay. Last question before we get to our break.
Yeah.
This is a pretty big one, so don't fuck this up or we're not hiring you at Etc. Incorporated. Why should we hire you?
Because I share my snacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very good reason.
I mean, I think I'm the full package and I'm just going to make your company better. That's why I should be here.
Wow. Yeah. You really trumped my snacks.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go with Jackson, the applicant Jackson, if you could just come into work on Monday morning.
He's sleeping on the job right now. Slept through this whole interview.
That's okay. I really just, actually, this job does involve sniffing trash on the ground. So.
Oh, perfect.
He's very good at that. That's for sure. I like that you became the boss.
I know. I just took, I was like... It feels so powerful. This is like the time that people came to film at my at Sauce and I got to just tell men where to move stuff for like half an hour and it felt really good.
I would like that job. I would like that job.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back with the Lady Problem, everybody. Hey, everybody. We're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess. And we're here with our anxiety.
Yay. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Anxiety's here. We're going to do a lady problem. If you have one, you can send them to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com.
Lady problems. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
Hey ladies, I've got a bit of a problem. I've been dating this guy for 3 years and I've just graduated with my BFA. I feel pretty liberated right now, and I'd be moving wherever I want at this point if it weren't for the virus. One way or another, I can't stay where I am. I like this guy quite a bit. I'd like to move with him. Unfortunately, he is uncertain of whether he wants to move with me to Colorado, where I suggested because it's nearby and a step up, or back to California because he lived there before school and all of his friends are there. I'm extremely uncertain about moving to Cali. I'm daunted by the price alone, and I'm scared we wouldn't be able to find jobs because of the virus. Not to mention, it's across the country. We have a couple options. Either he moves elsewhere with me, he moves to Cali without me, or he finds a cheaper place in Cali for the both of us to live. He has not given me a straight answer yet, and I have to be out of this house in 2 months. Do I dump him now and just get it over with, or do I dare consider California? I don't want to be the girl that packs up her life just because of a boy, but I know I'd be a lot less afraid of moving there if it weren't a pandemic. Thoughts?
I mean, yeah, this is tough because I'm not, you know, I think it's been a minute since we got this, so things... Options could have changed depending on, you know, how the virus is going.
Yeah, definitely. I wish I knew what part of the states you were talking about. Because, like, moving to, like, San Francisco versus, you know, Davis is, like, two very different things. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Colorado or California, which is, like, honestly, if you're moving out here, it's kind of the same difference as far as, like, how far it is, you know. If you're moving from the East Coast, like, it doesn't feel... They both feel far to me.
Yeah. 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 To me, it's kind of, yeah. Although it says, see, where I suggested because it's nearby and a step up. Like, I wonder if they're in Nebraska or Kansas or something, maybe.
I was thinking she was East Coast. I see. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, okay. I feel like she needs to, it's, again, the pandemic is going to inhibit my ability to give good advice on this, but I kind of feel like she needs to visit California first.
Yeah.
Before, it doesn't sound like she spent a lot of time here, because like seems like her reasons for not wanting to move here are kind of fear-based. Like she's worried it's going to be too expensive, not be able to find a job. So I don't really get the sense that she spent a lot of time here.
Yeah.
Which I think would inform whether she wants to move here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's also like I like wonder if like, if he's not giving you a straight answer and you guys have to come up with this plan together, if he's not contributing to, like, figuring this out, then I wonder if he's just, like, not in it and kind of just making you be the one to to end it or something. You know what I mean? And also, if part of your question is, do I dump him now just to get it over with? Like,
yes.
You know, if like that.
Yeah, that question says a lot.
Like, if that's in your question, it's like, fuck. You know, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess it's like, I would kind of look at your words. It's like, I've been dating this guy for 3 years. I've just graduated. I like this guy quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not 3 like years. I'm head over heels and this is my soulmate, you know?
Yeah.
As somebody who almost stayed behind to stay with a guy and not move to LA,
mm-hmm.
holy shit, I'm so thankful I didn't do that. Like, I can't imagine, you know, mm-hmm. if I hadn't moved here, my whole life would be different. So I think, you know, it sounds like you know what your gut instinct is, which is to go to Colorado, mm-hmm. you know? So I would just kind of try to follow your gut. I mean, I do agree. California is awesome. And I understand it's really daunting and there's so many different places. It does depend on where you want to go, mm-hmm. but it is, yeah, a really amazing place. And like, if you want to come spend some, hopefully maybe spend a week or two here and kind of see, that's what I did before I moved out here. And it made me feel a lot better about it.
Yeah, because I feel like doing that would make it not moving for a boy. Because, I mean, she doesn't know whether she wants to move here on her own without mm-hmm. being here. I mean, like, yeah, I'm the biggest California proponent. I think it's...
Yeah, I fucking love it.
Like, yeah, it's yeah. worth every penny. And also, I feel like the jobs in places like California pay a little bit more to kind of make up for the cost mm-hmm. of living. I mean, it is really expensive to live in California. But it's doable. I mean, it's doable. I think anywhere is going to be a challenge to find work. So, mm-hmm. like... I wouldn't let things like, am I going to find work? How am I going to afford it? I wouldn't let those things be the reason that you don't move somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I mean, it's, you know, it's a renter's market right now too. Cause you know, there's so many places that are like vacant cause people have moved home and stuff like that. So I think it's actually like, at least in LA, looking for apartments for the, it's like the best time in like the last 10 years to fucking find a place down here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because people have been moving back home or just moving out of the city and stuff like that, so like, you know, things are becoming available that haven't been before. You can actually like haggle with people and stuff like that, which has not happened in a long time.
And
yeah,
also like, she doesn't know where this pandemic is gonna, none of us know where this pandemic is gonna go, so I also wouldn't let like the pandemic decide which state you live in, because it seems like it's gonna kind of keep
mm-hmm.
definitely yeah around.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if Colorado is a place that, like, you guys, that you visited, you really, really, really like it a lot, like, you feel like your heart is there, then I guess give it a shot, but, like, I don't know. I mean, I also just, like, when I moved to Cali, I was just like, fuck it, let's mix it up and do something totally different and move across country and just, like, I like to throw myself at stuff sometimes and just see if I can, you know, keep my head above water or whatever. And that's kind of what it felt like moving out. That part was very exhilarating about moving to LA. Cause like, oh, I don't know anybody. This is me starting over from scratch and like building something from nothing.
Yeah. And if you have any inkling of like, maybe this is time for me to make a new, mm-hmm. totally fresh start as far as graduating. And like, if you have any idea that maybe you do want to break up with this guy, mm-hmm. now's the time. I mean, it is just kind of like, fresh start, you're out of school and like you get to like, yeah, exactly, but challenge yourself and like see what happens, and it's a really like informative time to kind of do that and be very independent.
Yeah, and I feel like she needs to get some clarity on whether she really likes this guy or really likes having a guy, because mm-hmm. if you just like having a guy like that, you'll find wherever you go. So I think you need to do some thinking on like how meaningful mm-hmm. this relationship is to you.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, it's also hard because, like, with the pandemic and everything, it's like, say you move to a new place, you know, if she moves there alone, it's like, you're really alone. Like, you're not going to really meet your neighbors or, like, build that social circle, which is why I understand from, you know, from his point of view being like, hey, we've moved here, I have friends that live there, so we have, like, at least a social distance, like, group of people or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's kind of like all bets are off because, like, when I moved here, I threw myself into doing comedy, but you just don't have that fucking option, so... it's so tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's hard, like, the meeting new people.
I mean, should she just go to Colorado?
I think that's what she wants.
So. I do, too. And I think, like, Colorado's awesome and, like, you make a great life for yourself there. And then, like, she's so young that I feel like it's not like she's staying in her hometown. So maybe she goes to Colorado for a couple of years. And if that's not the place for her, then she picks up and comes somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I agree. It sounds like she wants to go there. And I think it's, like, a it's a cool place that it's not, you know, as maybe as daunting as California is. Mm-hmm. So it kind of gives you a good, like, in between.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds like you're, for whatever reason, less worried about getting a job in Colorado versus California, too. You know, she doesn't mention that anxiety about Colorado, so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly what field you're going into, but if there's valid reason to think that you're going to be able to get a job more easily, then follow that.
Yeah.
But yeah, if the only reason you're hesitant about California is just fear of the price and getting a job, if that truly is your only reservation, then maybe just say fuck it.
You'll figure that shit out. I mean, listen to all the great questions we answered in the job interview portion. Obviously, you've got those. You've got those in your pocket.
Feel free to use those answers. Just bring lots of snacks to the interview.
Feed them snacks during the interview. Yeah, that's
oh my God,
key.
That is such a good idea.
Just bring like a margarita in a jar for
Hey, here's a sourdough that I perfected over quarantine. I would love a job here. I would love a job. Eat the bread. God. Eat the bread.
Not at all unnerving.
Yeah.
But what about if you brought like a sleeve of Thin Mints? Who's not going to hire you?
A sleeve? Not even the box, but just the sleeve.
Here's it's a leave behind. It's my resume, my cover letter.
She's going to twist up the top and put that right on.
Because that's that, like, yeah, you eat a couple, so then you twist it up and you leave it. That way they know that, like, hey, I want this
They're
job.
They're not poisoned because I ate them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want this job, but, like, you're not going to get a full sleeve out of me yet. You got to hire me first.
Make them earn the second sleeve.
Absolutely. Be like, hey, there's more where this came from. And then slide it up across the desk.
Oh, this is the perfect. Oh, wow, we got it.
Yeah.
Thank you for writing in, though. Yeah, let us know what happens. Let us know what you decide.
Yeah, exactly. Both places are beautiful. I love Colorado, too. Colorado is
Me too.
Every time I visit, I'm just like, ooh, in another life, I could be very happy here. Because it's...
Totally.
You know, there's so much... I mean, it's got a lot of the stuff that I love about California, too. Like, all the hiking and outdoorsy shit is, like, fucking awesome.
Especially right now, I think Colorado would be a wonderful place to live. Yeah, because there's... You'll have... Hopefully, you're outdoorsy if you like Colorado, but I think...
Yeah.
You won't be so trapped inside at a place like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, well, let us know. All right, guys.
And, yeah, that's our episode. If you want to hear more or check out what we got on Patreon, go to patreon.com/ladytolady. We're going to do a top secret session over there.
Top secret.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.